Welcome, everybody. The time is 6:02 p.m. Central Standard Time, and this is the KPFT 6:02 p.m. This is the KPFT development meeting, and I'm about to call roll. Bear with me 1 minute. I just received a notification from someone for an excused absence, so I want to mark this down. EXC. Okay, that's good. And I'm going to start taking the minutes. Is Debbie Smith on the call yet? She was, last time I talked to her, she was stuck in traffic. Ooh. So I will start taking minutes for her just in case we need to. Okay, Development Committee. All right. Okay.
I'm back. The call dropped.
All right, so I'm doing roll call. Teresa Allen is present. Melissa Bowie? Not seeing or hearing Melissa. Glenn Etienne has requested excused absence. Anissa Faruqi?
Here.
Welcome, Anissa. Jerry Fowler? Is Jerry on? Not seeing him. Kurt Gerdrum?
Yep.
Okay. Tom Harper?
I'm here.
You, Robin Lewis?
Here.
Great. Tori Mercer requested excuse absence. Rick Norris?
Yep.
Oh, there he is. Okay. Hi, Rick.
Yep.
Nancy Zabarnaratomi? Not hearing her. Debbie Smith will be a little late, I think. Arjuman Mubarak? No. Matt Veloto?
Here.
Welcome. Sandy Wyman?
Is here.
Bravo.
For a little while anyway. I got stuff. I got to get off around 6:30.
Okay, well, we're going to try to zip it through as quickly as possible. Is Rob here? Not seeing, he might have a request for an excuse absence. PK McCary? Is there anyone on the call whose name I didn't call out? Okay, great. Welcome everybody. Now I sent out the agenda and we've done the roll call and the call to order. And copy. If you don't mind, I am going to paste.
Get back on the bed.
I'm just going to zip through the agenda, right? Does anybody have anything they want to add to the agenda? Okay, hearing none.
Come on, Pat.
Does anybody move to approve the agenda?
I approve.
Who is, okay, Tom Harper.
Come on, boy. Come on, man.
Okay, does anybody want to move that we approve the minutes that were sent out? Tom Harper?
Yes.
Okay. Any additions or corrections to the minutes?
Not that I know of.
You're wrong. Any objection to approving minutes?
No.
Okay, approve without objection. Okay. Robin, did you want to make a report or do you want Sandy to? Robin, you're muted. Sandy, do you want to give,
yeah.
Do you want to, okay, Robin, did you send it, did you,
yes, Robin, I did. I sent you a little, summary of the things
okay.
that I wanted to talk yeah. about.
Did you say there is something you want to talk about?
I sent you a summary,
not?
My usual little summary.
Okay.
Share.
She says, current membership is 2753 households. We have 1445 active sustainers. We have 11 cars donated so far. since October 31st, correct?
Yes, October 1st, yes.
Okay, October 1st, I'm sorry. $7,000. Lapsed donors have brought in $7,280 from 49 returning members. And the birthday celebration signed out. We need two volunteers at the birthday concert on Friday. Set up the silent auction table, monitor the table, help with checkout when the auction ends, and enjoy the music. Does anybody want to volunteer to work on Friday at the 55th birthday event?
If you do, please just contact me. I'll put my email in chat.
Okay, thank you.
Find it.
I'm really surprised that we don't have people snapping those up. It's probably because you bought tickets and you're going to be there, right? Yes, Kurt's already going to be there. Okay, and then August 9th, which is a second Saturday, at Emerson Unitarian, they need volunteers to set up the tables in the lobby, check people in, act as ushers, and clean up after. And the opener is Grant Peoples. That's killing me. I'm just wondering if I should cancel Milton if I can attend. Oh, Tom Hartman is awesome. Do we have any volunteers for that you want to speak up now? Nothing right now. Okay. Well, I will look for that. Thank you. Thank you, Robin. And I'm sorry I don't have some helpers that you need. Can you tell me what some of the silent auction items are?
We have three, they're called Dizzy Bowls that were handmade by Paul Cowan, who is a member.
Mm-hmm.
We have two posters for the concert that are going to be signed. We have a guitar that's going to be signed by the artists, and mm-hmm. a couple of posters, big ones. Mm-hmm. One about Texas musicians, one about Louisiana musicians that Marcus French donated to be auctioned off. That's about it.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Okay. Does anybody have any questions for Sandy or Robin?
Yeah. What are we doing for Juneteenth?
Oh, good question. Robin, any thoughts?
I haven't even thought about it. So maybe this group can do something.
You've got to remember, we are in the middle of a fund drive. And it's a struggle. Okay. Mm-hmm. You got to remember that. So, mm-hmm. and there's only a couple of us down there. You mm-hmm. hear us on the air a lot. Robin, mm-hmm. Elise, Marlo, myself. It's a mm-hmm. lot of hours. So when you're asking about planning things in June, we have something planned already every day. Mm-hmm. Please try to understand that.
Have you had the blood drive yet?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They came and went.
Pardon me?
It went okay.
Good. All right, good.
They had a lot of people show up, but not all of them were potential donors. So mm-hmm. they took, I think it was 8 units of blood this year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And like I said, several people showed up that they would not take blood from.
Well, as I said, they won't take mine because of mad cow disease. What can I say? So,
I mean, the only thing about the two parades I can think of, I guess it was our contact either at Shape or I don't know if it was the Shrine, but since they always have two parades every year, and I think one of the higher ups had passed away. So I have no idea as far as that goes.
Vanessa, aren't you talking about MLK parade?
Don't they do something for Juneteenth? Or am I confusing you?
I've never walked in a Juneteenth parade. But usually there's something going on at indoor outdoor theater.
Right. Yes.
Maybe we should plan for that next. I will be out of town for that, so I can't organize that. But I'm putting all of my eggs in one basket, Pride Parade, and trying to organize that. But we'll discuss that later. Tom, I really do appreciate you mentioning Juneteenth. I think it probably would have been best if we would have worked with some of our Black programmers and done something in conjunction with the outdoor. That's my bad, our bad, but thank you for bringing it up.
No problem.
Well, thank you for bringing that up. Back to Linda.
Well, I mean, goddess knows Biden only made the holiday official about a year or two ago, so.
Sorry about that. Okay, so thank you very much for the report, Robin. I will put those figures in the minutes. And Electra, how did that go?
Before we finish up on the subject of events, we also have the Watermelon Festival. Oh. That's going to be Friday and Saturday this year at the Cottonwood. And we will need volunteers to work the doors. Seeing that it's Friday and Saturday, we need lots of volunteers, teams of two.
What's the date?
Hang on, I will tell you. It's like the 17th, 18th, Friday, Saturday in July, or whatever's right around there.
July 18th is a Friday.
Yeah, the 19th. July 18, 19. There you go.
And 19. Okay. And what do you want from us?
Well, we're going to take money at the door this year, which was something that we didn't do in the prior year prior years. So this year we're going to set up and taking donations at the door. And so this is a long event. Friday night probably starts like 6 o'clock, you know, happy hour kind of thing. And then it's going to go until late. That doesn't mean we keep the door open till late, but maybe till about 11 o'clock. And it's kind of the same drill on Saturday. You can expect that to get going in the early afternoon and go till late hours Saturday. Okay. So again, till 11 o'clock at night, we can keep the door open.
Please bear with me. I'm going to put you on mute for 1 minute while I take this call from Colby, because I think he has something, some information for me. And anybody, would you please talk to Sandy about what is needed and if you would like to volunteer on the 18th and 19th. I think I will be available for that. We'll talk about that and I'll be right back.
So what I would envision are like 2 hour shifts at the entrance table, and we'll need teams of two, and we can rotate, that kind of thing. But it's a long day, having experienced this over many years. So the more people we have on board with this helping out, the better. Just give that some thought and get organized, get a list of people that want to come forward and do that. So that's it. Probably be like a $20 cover per person. Something along those lines. Any questions?
The festival is going to be at our new official Bat Cave, or
what?
Are they hosting it elsewhere?
It's at the Cottonwood Club.
They've done that
the last, I don't know, 3 years now. And they've invited us as a media sponsor, and we've had varying luck. We haven't made a lot of money out of it, largely because we're really not controlling the door, but this year we are. So a 2-day festival like that, it has, you know, we could raise $5,000 on something like that, $4,000. And we have a square, so we can take credit cards easily. And Robin knows all about that.
Do we have a lineup for bands?
No. Yeah, I don't have anything yet. I don't have a poster. I don't have a lineup. I probably won't get that for another, I don't know, another week or two. And then I should get that.
Okay, everybody. So did
now
we
decide? I'm on.
So the question is, while I was off the phone, did you decide on anything specifically about what we're going to do for the July the 18th or 19th?
No, I just want people to get a list of volunteers that are interested working Friday, Saturday, okay, or both. And again, we're going to need, it's many hours. This stretches over each night, like 6-7 hours.
Okay.
And, if we're going to do, we'll need 3 shifts of 2 people, 6 volunteers a night.
Okay.
Oh, Nancy's joined us.
What did you say, Anissa?
I was going to say, I think Nancy has officially joined us.
Okay.
Yeah, I did. Sorry.
Okay. Hi, Nancy. And hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Okay. So, I will take the shift and let's work on that. I will start, Robin, I guess if you'll decide what times the shifts are, I'll line people up to work them. I think maybe probably somebody like Bill Crozier would be happy to work the gate. He's always really good.
I'll help.
Okay. I'll set up a schedule.
Okay. Thank you. All right. And thank you for bringing that up, Sandy. Anything else you need volunteers for?
All right. At this time, I don't think so, except to get more people to call the pledge line. Lots more people to call the pledge line.
Speaking of, when I called the other day to do an online, to do a thing over the phone, oh my God, that lady, oh my God, I must get the worst of the worst every time I call. I do. I must just get the worst. They never can find anything. I just get the worst. So I tried to do it online, but when I did it online, I typed in my address. And it tells me I need to type in, hyphens, whatever, whatever. And I'm like, that's my address. And it won't ever take it when I do it online. I just don't have no luck.
Huh.
I mean, I've tried Alberto's. I couldn't ever get through. I couldn't get them to do, it was like, why am I getting the cream of the crop here?
Debbie, you got my cell number.
Well, yeah, I'll call you with my donations then. No big deal.
Go.
I did donate. I did get the t-shirt I wanted through Border Radio. I think I text Robin to tell her what I wanted. And I mean, this lady couldn't find it worth a nothing. And I was like, you gotta be kidding me. It's right here online. I'm looking at it on the KPFT website. So I don't know.
That is interesting feedback, Sandy.
And it is. It happens every time.
Well, I can't, you know, we use a phone answering service that's the largest in the country. It's used at more than one Pacifica station.
Right.
And we cannot have volunteers handling credit card information anymore. We're stepping outside of boundaries there. So it is what it is.
Yeah.
If you run a phone answering service and you're hiring people to do the job of answering phones, like for KPFT, who are you hiring?
Some idiots.
And what are you paying them? Okay.
Yeah.
And you're just going to get, they got a job, right? That's all you can say.
And well, I know, but
we've
see,
all run, the, we've all run into it.
Yeah. What's so bad is when the programmers say, you can do it, by phone in 90 point, you know, something seconds. It don't happen that way.
Well, if you get
Nancy
through,
with a question.
Takes a couple minutes. That's true.
Okay. Well, I'm still thinking.
Nancy with a question. Please. Robin, Nancy, how much commission do they get for each call? Answering service.
They don't get the callers, the answers don't get a commission. We pay a fee every time a transaction goes through on
the
phone calls.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just saying.
How much is the fee? I just want to know.
Well, let me skip in, Nancy.
I always try to do online on the website so that I save KPFT that fee. So what is the fee?
I don't think we can say something. If it's a contract, I don't think we should say that on the, you know, in the public. Sorry.
I really don't know the answer to that specifically, but it's the cost of doing business. It's that simple. And yeah, nobody wants to pay fees. Nobody does.
Right.
But in this case, we need to have an answering service. Any answering service is going to have a fee. This is a Pacifica thing. Okay.
So let's go on.
Well, I think we should complain if they're doing that kind of thing, because people get irritated when their time, you know.
Oh, I've given up. I have given up.
Oh, no.
I mean, but I'm a big time sustainer still, but it doesn't matter. But when I just want to call in, I get really agitated because I get the cream to the crop. I get idiots, but I am calling in the morning. So I don't know. Maybe they're not awake.
Let's move on with the agenda, please.
Thank you very much for reminding us of that. Sandy, I do think that that's a legitimate concern, and you may want to get more specifics from Debbie, because anyone that's discouraged, that encounters that problem and gives up, that's very, very sad. That's wrong. Yeah.
And see, the time that the lady, she told me that the venue was in Georgia. And I said, Georgia? I think the venue was in 2 days. I said, no, we don't, no. I said, she got upset with me because she said it says GA. Well, that meant general admission.
Debbie, stop, Debbie, stop.
That's pretty ignorant.
Is that the most recent problem you had?
No, I had that on the last fund drive.
I don't want to hear about the last fund drive. I want to hear about this one.
Oh, this one, she couldn't find the t-shirt I was looking for, and she couldn't find Border Radio. I mean, the whole conversation, I just told her, I said, look, I'm just going to call Robin. But it ended up going through, because I ended up calling. It ended up going through, but the lady was not on her game.
Oh, thank you. All right, so the blood drive, $8. Could we have helped with the blood? Robin and Sandy, could we have helped with the blood drive in any way?
By donating blood, that's about it. I mean, you're talking about the blood bank. They have the coach, they drive up, we put the signs in the yard, people park in the parking lot next door. We're really not involved during the course of the day, other than to make sure they get into the lot, they exit the lot, and people come and use the bathroom or want to see the studios. So that's how we get involved. We give them a little tour and that kind of thing.
Okay. All right.
So that's been the pattern the last 3 years.
And how did the gumbo event go?
I think excellently. Robin, do you have the accounting?
In the end, it brought in about $3,500 and expenses were minimal. So yeah, it went really well.
So I'm grateful Hank did that, because late at night when he's on, I don't think he makes his goal on any particular fund drive. So it's good that a programmer will take the obligation of being self-sustaining seriously and go ahead and organize a small event that fills in the gap nicely. So it's good. His show costs about $10,000 a year.
When is the fund drive over?
June 15th officially.
Okay. Okay. Is it too late to give you an item for a premium, or how are the premiums holding up?
No, they're thank you gifts. We don't use the word premium at KPFT or Pacifica. And that's an FCC thing, guys. Please no gifts. Right? If you do that, you become an underwriter. You're giving us something of value by which to raise money, which means we have to have an underwriting announcement. Okay. This is a complication that we haven't faced before. And let me tell you, this has been soul sucking, energy sucking for everybody involved on the air, on the staff, et cetera. I mean, it's not good, but mm-hmm. No, thank you. Appreciate it though.
So do we have thank you gifts of tickets? And if so, how is that going? Is it motivating people to give? Because when I call lapsed donors, there are people that say, I want to know what tickets you have.
Mm-hmm. So they go to kpft.org. Everybody look at your browser and you'll be greeted with, four carousels, t-shirts, mm-hmm. other swag like hoodies and thermos bottles. And there's another one for events like Tom Hartman or Dead on the Lake or the other things that we're doing. And then right below that, there's an icon that says tickets. Click the icon. It opens up the page with all the available tickets and the prices and all of that. Mm-hmm. So you can do all your research on the website and then go click the donate button, put in the amount for the premium thank you gift, sorry, that you are after. Like $100 will get you a whole listing of t-shirts, right? Mm-hmm. Any of the t-shirts. So you click on the t-shirt you want. When you open up the donation thing, you have the $100 in there. You put in your name and address and then you pick your gift. Essentially, mm-hmm. you just check the box and then you hit next and then you're off to the payments screen. It's been streamlined quite a bit.
I got a question. Is this the same thing that the phone people look at too?
No. No. They're not looking at our website. They're using Allegiance software, I presume.
So how do they know what our gifts are or our, you know,
t-shirts? They have the same list that's inside Allegiance. It's right. Complicated.
Yeah.
But they have access to all of the same stuff.
Okay. Cause I'm just curious what shirt that I'm getting. I want that black. I want that black KPT Border Radio, Susan, where it's black and it's got a big burst of something on it.
Yeah, I got your message, Debbie.
Yeah, I know.
It's okay.
And I just wondered if they were looking at the same thing. Cause I mean, I have to give Cody hands up because he's got it all to where you can just look. I just looked at it. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember, Debbie, I got an all new Debbie t-shirt, which is exactly the same as the old t-shirt. Except
okay, well, I think I'll have to donate for it then too. So I will be calling you. I'm not calling the number.
There, okay, cool.
Cool.
Okay. Awesome. I have a question about the t-shirts. Can we see the backside of the t-shirt as well? Is it too much trouble to show the backside? We're only showing one side of the t-shirt.
Yeah, well, Nancy, that's the way it goes. It shows all the different shows. So,
well, all the backsides of all the shirts are the same, and they all say KPFT 90.1, KPFT.org, Houston's yeah. Community Media. They all say the same thing. So, yeah, it's like not interesting. So, and I'll, yeah, it takes
well,
up more
I threw
room
it
too.
Every one time.
It well, takes okay, up, whatever.
This is, Nancy, this is a marketing tool. What we're doing in effect is we're turning the website into a 365 day a year online store.
Yeah.
And if we do this right, this could be like a little money pump, like the sustainers. Every month we get some money from sustainers, quite a bit actually. And if we can get a little more from the website, great. You know, we're trying to get 100% of the funding without doing fund drives. That's the objective.
It, yeah. I think the way he's done it, I think it would profit.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not saying against it. I just wanted to see the backside of the t-shirt.
You picked the winner, Kurt. Yeah. Kurt, you picked a winner. I think Susan prints her own shirts or has them priced differently anyway. So.
Oh, you got one. I like that shirt.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a bitch. It's kind of fuzzy there. But...
Oh, no, that's not the one. No, that's not the one.
That's an old one. That's old. Okay.
There's a new one now?
Yes.
Yeah. See,
yes.
You got...
Wow.
You gotta get it, Kurt.
You're going to need something to interview in, you know?
How is, just curiosity, how's Dead on the Lake doing,
Robin? I don't. No.
So far, we've sold about 20 tickets.
I'm gonna be calling you, Sandy. I got to get a pair of those too.
Okay.
So are the tickets going well as gifts?
Well, Teresa, the answer is not as briskly as they would have if we were doing the plugola that we've been doing for years, which is illegal. Okay. We can't do that anymore. So this, I have discussed this with a number of people that when we made the shift to market through the website and direct people to the website, it wouldn't be 100% of what we were doing before. It would be something less. And I thought maybe half, you know, and I'm not sure where it's tracking. I've seen a few pair of tickets go here and there, but mostly people give money without taking a gift. That's most of what we get, right? It's not the gift.
Figure out what works.
Pardon me?
I'm just trying to figure out what works.
Yeah. What works is a good radio station and talking about the virtues of that. That's what works. The swag, I don't know when we got hooked on tickets. When I started in 1997, there were no tickets. That came later. And at some point, it got there on steroids. We are not a ticket broker. We're a community radio station. And when people give money, if they're giving money for tickets, it's kind of the wrong message all around. Mm-hmm. Right? So we can hold these house events like Tom Hartman / Grand Peoples or Dead on the Lake or the Heights Theater event. And those aren't underwritten. We're paying fair market values for those. And so that's looked at not as a donation. If it's not a donation, you really don't need an underwriting announcement, but the plugola stuff says you can mention it 4 times an hour. It's kind of complicated, the FCC here. But bottom line is we need to move away from the crowd during a fund drive and be more dependent on our own virtues and do a house event or events to fill in the gap. This fund drive got off to the fastest start of any since we came back in September of 2022. We reached $75,000 in, I think, 4 days. We were doing $75,000 drives on the summer sizzles, and the fastest that we did was like 12 or 13 days. We more than cut that in half, largely because of sustainers. You know, this is the measure. This is what we're looking at. How much money do you get? How fast does the money come in? Right? And in this case, we're doing pretty good. Where are we at today, Robin? 108?
108, last I looked.
Okay, 108,000. Okay. And we have this week, this weekend, and yet another week after that. We've been doing around 4,000, 5,000 a day. Today was the worst day yet. I didn't pitch at all today. I was not on the air today. Elise Bench was pitching, and we've been having some more internet problems in the last couple of days. So it's kind of been rocky. We'll get there. I'm thinking we may get there a week from Thursday. We'll see.
We'll and get our goals
is it Comcast?
No.
Is it the fault of Comcast? What
we don't
is the
use
internet
Comcast.
Problem? Oh, good. Okay. We had so much trouble before.
Yeah, that was 1922. Problem. That was before internet.
Our goal is 170 again?
Yep.
Okay.
And, you know, we've got some goodies coming. We got our sustainer match from our very generous, very anonymous donor. And that'll add to the kitty. And we're still going to get another sustainer rollover. Robin should be able to pull that anytime now.
Okay.
And so that'll add a little bit more to the totals from that 108. I think that we probably have another $45,000 to go. 10 good days, 9 good days.
So is the person that is matching the sustainers up to $50, does he have a maximum that he's giving? Or she? total.
What was the bogey there? 150, Robin?
Yeah, that's what she says, but if we go over.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know if we're going to go over this time. I don't know where we're at in terms
of. We're at about 80 right now.
Yeah, it's been pretty brisk. And I've seen some really big sustaining pledges come through too. This plan's working, you know, and it's accelerating. The question is, how do you retain people? Blah, blah, right? So, you know, we'll get a bump from that too.
Okay.
At least $5,000, right? So the point being is that the 108 number is really amplified, and the way like at this point, 123,000.
All right. I am trying to move on. So I want you to be aware, as Sandy said, the birthday celebration is sold out. Robin, I'm going to call you tomorrow let me just ask you this. Robin, during COVID, I spoke with a lapsed donor who had some antiques. I think some of them were paintings, and he wanted to donate them. I thought he was from Hitchcock. And I remember giving that information to you and highlighting it on the sheet. Do we have any idea who that person is? Because I would go visit that.
I can't remember who that person is right now. I'd have to dig.
Okay. Well, if you ever come across it, I will drive down and talk to the guy to see if he still has it. Okay, moving on. The Pride event, Brian Hevlinka, is in touch with Colby, and they are trying to figure out how best. I think what we're going to do is we're going to have people with clipboards. We're going to ask people, for their name, their phone, their email, and if they have any recommendations of who they would like, any topics they would like discussed or people they would like interviewed on Queer Voices. Then we're going to offer them some sort of a QR code to be notified of people that are interviewed on their show and on their blog. Third thing is we're going to pass out the little KPFT slips. So I think that's what we're going to do. We're using Colby to figure out how to direct people to the blog and to the website. These are technical things that I don't understand, but I'm thinking it's going to be through some sort of QR code, and I don't know how you create that, but that's what they're working on. So I'm looking for people to work on June the 28th, and it was a very exciting event last year. I've already got a couple volunteers, so see me if you would like to participate in that. Okay, and then we already talked about the Tom Hartman event on August 9th, Dead on the Lake. We have the date for that, September 4th, and I would imagine
September 6th.
September 6th. Okay. Is there anything you need for us to do with that other than just spread the word and encourage people to get a gift?
That's about it. I mean, this is a rented boat with a rented captain, and you do what the captain says. That ain't me.
And it's fun. So pass off that it's fun.
This one's gonna be a hoot.
You know how much the amount would be to get those tickets?
Yep, $150 for one, $275 for a pair. This is 3 hours with food and drink included.
So 175 or 275 for a pair.
150.
150, I'm sorry.
And then 275 if you want to make it a pair. There's a small discount.
Okay, that sounds great.
Yeah.
All right. We've already know about the Watermelon Festival. Okay, has anybody, I must admit, I talked to you briefly last week. This is the last thing we're going to talk about before we just confirm the next meeting and then move on. I talked about some sort of scavenger hunt, and I know that there's some things that are done, they're big professionally done events. First Unitarian Universalist Church raised a lot of money with this, and it was done through some sort of app. I'm still working on it, and I want to actually talk to a couple people who actually have participated on some that are done worldwide to raise money. That's the only thing that's on my mind, and I'm sorry to say I haven't worked on it very much. So does anybody else have any other thoughts about fundraisers or any questions for new business?
I thought about the casino night. I want to get with, what was his name? Oh gosh. I can't think of his name. Anyhow, he said casino nights were a big fundraiser.
Oh yeah, casino night. So, you were.
Yeah, I'm going to work on that, but we've had two deaths in the family and our house is upside down right now.
Debbie?
Yeah.
Freddie from, Freddie and Rick, All Day Music. He deals poker.
Okay.
At the poker houses. So
he Freddie made, and who?
Freddie, you know, All Day Music. Freddie,
oh, okay.
Freddie Rothstein.
Rothstein, I think his name is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
What legalities? I mean, do you know of any legalities that you know, go with that? I mean, it's not gambling. I mean, it's a fundraiser. And Glenn, you know, Glenn was telling me that he would help me with it.
Yeah, it's not real money. It's like not real money. At the end of the night, the person with the most money gets a prize, that kind of thing.
Right, but it's a good fundraiser, though, is what
he said. It can be, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you might want to think about an event where if you're going to do that, there's a bar, there's maybe some, food, right?
Uh-huh.
As well. That usually is how that's done. The couple that I've been at to have been like in country club settings.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The Bryan Museum in Galveston is rentable for the evening. They have a bar. They could have food service. And they probably have a couple of rooms inside that museum where they could set up like a roulette table and, they deal blackjack. I forget what else kind of
Texas
games
Hold'em.
They have. Yeah. I don't know if they have a poker thing. Dice table. That was a big draw.
Oh, okay. So that's the Bryan Museum?
Bryan Museum. Okay. That's in Galveston. Okay.
Okay.
And that's where our 89.5 signal is housed.
Oh, okay. So they can help us broadcast it.
Well, and we're broadcasting from there as we speak, I hope.
Yeah, okay. Okay, cool. I'm gonna work on that big time.
So both, and I'll work on the scavenger hunt. Debbie's working on the casino night. Okay, Nancy, did you have something?
Yeah, I have a question on the Pride. Are we going to be giving out swag like fans or I don't know what are we going to be doing?
I have fans left over and I will give them out. Yeah. Okay, any other questions?
Okay. Same fans as before?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Nancy, did you want to participate in that or are you just going to be running around just enjoying the crowd and doing your thing?
Well, I usually do speeches.
That's
why I did 3 or 4 hours of speeches during the daytime. I don't know. Is it going to be different this year?
Yeah. Why don't you call me and we'll talk about what we're going to do and you can decide whether you want to do it. Okay.
Yeah. At nighttime, there's not much to do because everything's dark and they're just, I mean, you can talk to the people that are watching, but they're watching the parade. It's the daytime that people are standing in line to get into that. I don't know what it's going to be this year, but they have nothing to do while they're standing in line to get in. That's when you can get their attention. And I'm always wearing sandwich boards with KPFT and Healthcare for All.
Okay.
Medicare for All.
Okay.
They're more interested in the Medicare for All from birth.
Yeah, Nancy, let me make a comment, okay? I appreciate you showing up and, showing off KPFT, But when you say Medicaid for all on one side and KPFT on the other side, you're immediately branding everybody at KPFT as being maybe in favor of that issue. And I don't think that's fair.
Well, we used to have a show. We used to have a Healthcare for All Texas show. It was on Wednesdays.
There are lots of our folks that bring that up in conversation or have guests that do, but it doesn't mean that everyone there. And I would appreciate it if you kept the KPFT side and maybe put the other side as, oh, KPFT.
Well, you know, I don't take orders from you of whatever.
No, you don't. I'm making a request. That's all. I'm making a request.
And I'm making official a refusal. I'll just wear what I want.
Okay. All right. Then technically you won't be working with us. You're very much on your own, independent. And I appreciate that. Okay.
Are you using the KPFT logo, Nancy?
No, I have my own KPFT sign.
Okay. As long as it's not our official logo.
All right. So let's move on. Our next meeting is, I messed up. So our next meeting will be July, 2nd. No, 1st, July 1st. Okay. And, I'm finished. We don't have any new business, so we're ready to adjourn.
Again, though, think about watermelon, please, and let's get a list of who wants to participate. And maybe that can be coordinated through Robin, or one of y'all might want to take that on.
What day was that?
That's going to be, what was it, the 18th, 19th of July, Friday and Saturday both. And again, we'll need teams of two, probably four per day.
Okay, I can do Saturday. Put me down for a team, whoever, with Saturday. But I can't do it. So that's July 19th, watermelon. And that's at the
Cottonwood.
Okay.
It's what is it, Shepherd and?
Yeah, I know where it is. Yeah. Okay.
North of 610 and south of 10.
Okay, I can do Saturday for sure. Just put me down with the team.
And I'll be talking to Robin we'll be working on this. Okay. So I love y'all. Matt's about to fall asleep.
I move we adjourn.
Okay. Tom Harper.
My nap today. Okay.
I second it.
Okay. The meeting is adjourned, and now if you want to tell a joke, you can. Anybody have any news or any observations about what they've heard on the radio lately that you want to tell the group now that the meeting is over? Sandy, you can get to your next meeting if you want. We're not holding
Actually, I'm buying a car tonight. My car.
Oh.
No. I get on in the mornings. Like I get Egberto, and I get, Amy, and then I'm at work, but I'm impressed and then I get Susan Darrow from, sometimes I get out of work at 5 till I get home, you know, in traffic. So she's awesome, but I'm impressed at the people that are calling from out of state. I hear the out of state people calling in and making donations.
Yeah.
I'm impressed that they're listening to us. I'm assuming online. However, or whatever it's called.
Yep.
I think that's pretty neat. I've heard them from out of the country even. So that's because with the time changed, I'm impressed that they're up that early or either that late, whatever it is for Egberto and Amy. And then also what I'm hearing when Susan's on. I just think that's just cool that we are getting out that far again.
Yeah, no, the station has definitely picked up in terms of pace and hearing things like that. I've gotten several emails that said, hey, I just rediscovered KPFT after many years. Right. Sounding good. A lot of those too.
I am. I'm thinking
and
that.
And we just finished the third month in a row with a cumulative listening number over 100,000. Now I haven't seen that before. I saw back to back months. And I hadn't seen that much. I hadn't really seen that since September 22.
Right.
I suspect that we're going to get slammed in the month that we're in because of fund drive number one and also some rather cruel internet issues from time to time.
So oh, I know.
Otis is on. He's working on that. You know, it's we right. got. It's like living in the paleontoic era where right. we are with our transmitter.
Yeah,
internet, fiber. Into, what's fiber?
We're fixing to go into hurricane season. I hope our tower just stays happy.
Oh, the tower will be fine. In fact, I just replaced all the guide wires and all that. But
okay,
maybe
cool.
power would be off. That's always cool.
But no, I like I said, I'm just impressed. I am impressed with our how Cody has done the KPFT.org. I'm very impressed yeah. with that.
Yeah.
He's doing
Robin helped too.
And great, Robin, you're doing great because it's me being illiterate to some of the technology. It's user friendly now to me.
Yeah. It's very much streamlined. And like yes. I said, if we can push people in that direction, it could be a 365-day-a-year marketing right. tool
or
revenue-raising tool.
Yeah, so the donate stuff always will stay like it is right now. So
we'll have different things in the windows. You know, it's not right. always going to be this fun.
Well, I know, but I mean as we're going through it, because it was...
In some way, shape, or form, because remember, we're going to be out of fund drive June 15th, but... Tom Hartman's in August, the boat ride's in September, the
right.
watermelon's in July. So we have the opportunity to kind of move things around.
Right.
And
right.
Put them in those same windows. And as people get accustomed to looking at it,
right.
it'll be easier and easier for them to navigate what we're doing.
Well, and, you know, the different programmers that I listen to a lot that I'm, you know, accessible to listen to, they're always saying if you want to donate, so that donate button's always there, and so they can hit that, and then they can see all the stuff that's on there.
Right.
Whatever's right. available at that time. I mean, he's done a great job. Done a real good job. I see us prospering, and I think our first time on the air was September 24th, not the 22nd.
Huh. I have to go look. It was a Saturday. That's all I know.
Yeah. I know, but and I just think that I think we're going in the right direction again.
Yeah, it's kind of exciting. It's kind of exciting there. We can no longer use reruns. That's another
right.
thing that's come along because
right.
reruns have old pitch language or plugola, you know,
exactly,
things that we can't
exactly.
use. So now we're going to see, I hope, more and more live. And some of our programmers that have moved away out of town and never come
right.
in will be replaced.
Right.
These things
thumbs
are coming.
Up, I think since you've taken it on, you're doing a great job.
It's a job, let me tell you.
I know. And I feel bad that I haven't been able to get down there to do my yard work. Thank God Arlo's
Arlo has been doing a great job.
I feel bad because it's like, oh my God, if it ain't happening, everything's happening to me and Willis. I mean, it's horrible.
Yeah. No, Arlo's been keeping up with it. And Lyndon
yeah.
came out and hung our shade tarp over the back door. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Because I had one, but mine was too small.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, thanks, guys.
All right. Great
get
job.
Off the phone.
Right.
They're about to.
Thank you
have
all.
To write a check.
Bye-bye. I'll get with you, Teresa.
Yeah, we'll talk after the meeting.
Okay.
Thank you, Anissa. Thank you,
thanks,
Kurt.
Guys.
Very
good night, guys.
Matt, hello to you. From us later. Thank you all.
Uh-huh.
Great. Okay.